pray. Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, instill in us a steadfast love for you and for one another. Amen. Love, love, love. All you need is love. The word love occurs often in this Beatles song. But the song tells you nothing about what love is. Well, how about this one? My heart skips a beat when she walks down the street. Is that love? I know my heart skips a beat if I have too much caffeine. And sometimes it happens to people when they are frightened. So skipping a heartbeat cannot be equated with love. What is love? In past years, students used to come to my religion class and ask me, what is love? As it turns out, they were supposed to write an essay on love for another class. And I suppose professors are legitimate resources when it comes to writing an essay. The concept of love has been a subject of philosophical and theological discussion through the ages. Essays, books, songs by the millions have been written about this subject. Love is a major theme of the Bible. In fact, one might say it is the major theme. After all, love is the fulfilling of the law, and it is the fulfilling of the gospel also. In the case of the law, man's love is the focus. In the case of the gospel, God's love is the focus. So what is this thing called love? When human beings talk and sing about love, rarely are they speaking of God's kind of love. The love of which they speak appears so often to be only a feeling. I looked at the lyrics of a number of songs and found that, at least the ones I looked at, none of them actually said what love is. Those that attempted to explain love ended up making it a love of self, actually. Other songs make love into a physical thing or equate it with lust. Listen to this song and ask yourself, is this a defining love? Love is real, real is love. Love is feeling, feeling love. Love is wanting to be loved. Love is touch, touch is love. Love is reaching, reaching love. Love is asking to be loved. Does that do the job? Feeling, touching, wanting, reaching, asking to be loved. That's just weird. On the other hand, listen to this. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. There's no empty, meaningless words here. It is a beautiful celebration of love. And it tells us what love is. It doesn't give a dictionary definition. I actually know of no place in the Bible that does that. On the other hand, it does define love. But it does not do so in terms of what love is, but of what love does. Love is not a feeling. although it may produce feelings. Love is an action word. Love is something that you do. Love does not merely exist. It is happening. It is working. It is doing. Love is patient with others, kind to others. Love does not want others, does not want what others possess, and does not boast in what he himself possesses. Love does not insist on having things one's own way. And it is not irritated or resentful when other people have it their way. Love never rejoices in unrighteousness, but only in truth, the truth. Love puts up with the faults of others, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love is the eye of the heart that is always looking outward from oneself, outward to others and to their needs and their desires. Love is always reaching out to do what is best for the other person, even if it means denying to oneself what you need or desire. Best example, of course, is Jesus. No one has ever set his self aside like Jesus did. He sacrificed everything he had, down to his very life, for the sake of others. Heavenly glory, earthly treasures, infinite power, peace, comfort, everything was set aside while he did his work of paying the price of salvation for wretched sinners like you and me. It could be said that love is Jesus. In fact, it is said, God is love. So love then is that attitude in the mind and the heart which is actively reaching outside of oneself to satisfy the needs of others. Love looks outward, not inward. Love regards everyone else as being better than himself, a greater treasure than himself. What do you treasure? What's important to you? If you find, as you examine yourself, and you will find it, an attitude that places self above others, one that says, me first, that's only self-love. A love that is willing to ignore the needs of others in order to satisfy one's own personal needs is actually hatred. Thanks be to God that he continues to wash us clean from sins such as this. He continues to see us as if we had perfect love, because the righteousness of Christ covers us, covers all of our imperfections. So now, because he first loved us, we also will love him and our neighbor. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, grant us your kind of love so that we place others above ourselves, cherishing one another just as you cherish us. In your name we pray. Amen. Hymn 439, verses 2 to 4. 2, 3, and 4.